Hi, I'm Barb Magella, and you're listening to Strange Brew, with unusual facts, random information, and trivia from Mental Floss Online, and far-fetched, not at all factual news stories from The Onion Online. These readings may be irreverent and could, on occasion, contain language and content that some might find offensive. I hope you'll enjoy the program. Tonight, let's start with a story from mentalfloss.com. Animals. 42 Amazing Facts About Dogs by mentalfloss.com, October 2019. Does this even need an introduction? It's cool facts about dogs, so you're already sold. Cuddle up with your best friend, or borrow a best friend's best friend, and detox from the world with interesting items about the animal that American humorist Josh Billings called the only thing on earth that loves you more than you love yourself. 1. Dogs lick people and other dogs for a variety of reasons. Puppies will lick their mothers or owners as a sign of affection or to indicate they're hungry. As adults, licking becomes a sign of submission to an authority figure. So if your dog licks you, they're probably trying to let you know that they want something, probably food and or attention. 2. Licking also makes dogs feel better. Licking your face releases endorphins that calm and relieve your dog's stress. But if a dog is constantly licking itself, they might be bored or have a skin problem you need to have checked out by a vet. 3. Dogs circle up before lying down on instinct. If we spun around 3 times before taking a nap, it would seem like a waste of time or adherence to ancient superstition. But for dogs, it's a matter of old habits dying hard. Dogs do it as a behavior evolved from their wild ancestors. Their nightly routine entailed pushing down tall grass, which scared off bugs or snakes, while forming a small bed. Turns out spinning achieves a lot. 4. You should never leave your dog alone in a car. According to the American Kennel Club, a dog should never be left alone in a car, with no exceptions. Not only will your dog miss you, but according to Brightside, the temperature inside cars increases rapidly, regardless of whether or not the car is parked directly in sunlight, and dogs overheat extremely easily. 5. Puppies are functionally blind and deaf at birth. On day 1, a puppy's eyes are firmly shut and their ear canals closed. Why? In brief, it's part of an evolutionary trade-off. Since pregnancy can hurt a carnivore's ability to chase down food, dogs evolved to have short gestation periods. Brief pregnancies meant that canine mothers wouldn't need to take prolonged breaks from hunting. However, because dog embryos spend such a short time in the womb, only 2 months or so, puppies aren't born fully developed, and neither are their eyes or ears. 6. Dogs understand the power of puppy eyes. According to a study from 2017, dogs raise their eyebrows to make puppy eyes and make other dramatic facial expressions when they know humans are watching. Shelter dogs have learned this trick, too. Pups who employ the puppy eyes trick tend to get adopted more quickly than dogs that show other behaviors, like wagging their tails. 7. Dogs improve your attitude. That feeling of happiness you get while watching a bunch of puppies fall all over each other is genuine. Studies have found that spending time with dogs, especially in high-stress situations, can ease tension in humans. They can also lower your blood pressure, and they like going on walks, which helps you too. 8. One of the most expensive breeds has been popular since the Renaissance. Low Chens are a petite, long-haired dog that have been a popular breed since the Renaissance and even showed up in some paintings from that period. As they're rare today, a Lo Chen will cost you around $10,000 in some parts of the world. 9. Dogs can understand up to 250 words and gestures. The average dog is estimated to be as intelligent as a 2-year-old child. 10. A wet nose being a sign of a dog's good health is a myth. It's a common misconception that your dog's wet nose is a sign of good health. But the real reason for the moisture on Fido's nose is a little murkier. One explanation is that dogs repeatedly lick their nose throughout the day to keep it clean. Another is that the moisture helps them cool off. Dogs don't sweat the way humans do, so they pant and let off extra heat through their noses. A special gland in the nose produces a clear fluid that helps them cool down faster. 11. Dogs know how you feel. Dogs can read your mood. A 2016 study from the Universities of Lincoln and Sao Paulo found that dogs can read and respond to the emotions on human faces, even in photographs. 12. Dogs have an amazing sense of smell. A dog can smell anywhere from 10,000 to 100,000 times better than the average human. Canines have 300 million olfactory receptors compared to our measly 6 million. Moreover, the part of the brain dedicated to smell is 40 times larger in dogs than in humans. 13. Dogs breathe differently than humans. While people breathe in and out the same way, canines breathe in through their nostrils and out through the slits found on the side of the nose. This system circulates air so that the animal is always bringing in new smells. Breeds like the bloodhound also have the advantage of floppy ears that push up new smells. 14. Dogs get jealous. Anyone with 2 dogs will probably tell you that dogs definitely feel jealousy, and it's true. A 2014 study confirmed that your pet gets a little miffed when you start petting other dogs on the side. 15. Their feet might smell like popcorn. If you think your dog's feet smell like popcorn or corn chips, you're not alone. Dogs have a lot of bacteria and yeast that grow on their paws as a result of moisture that gets caught in the many folds and pockets between their toes. These microorganisms create a variety of smells. The bacteria Proteus or Pseudomonas are the likely parties guilty of giving your hound's feet that distinct tortilla smell. There is no need to go wash your pet's paws just yet, though. A subtle smell is completely normal. 16. Guide dogs do their business on command. Guide dogs are extremely well trained and only go to the bathroom on command. Usually the owner will have a specific spot for the hound and use a command word like go time or do your business so they'll know when and where to clean up. 17. Dog names have changed a lot throughout the years. In 2018, the most common dog names were Bella, Coco, Charlie, Lucy, Bex, and Max. If you're curious about how much dog name trends change, here are some popular ones from medieval times. Blouch, Nosewise, Smilefest, Braggy, Holdfast, Zaffiro, Zalbut, Mopsus, and Mopsulus. 18. Dogs dig to beat the heat. When stuck on an open lawn with little to no shade, unearthing a fresh layer of dirt untouched by the sun is a quick way to cool down. 19. Dogs also dig to hide their stuff. Imagine your dog gets bored with chewing his favorite bone, but knows he wants to come back for it later. Instead of leaving it out in the open where anyone can snatch it up, he decides to bury it in a secret place where only he'll be able to find it. Whether or not he'll actually go back for it is a different story. Note, if your dog Smilefest is digging for more destructive reasons than practical, he may have an energy problem. 20. Dogs bow to signal attack practice. Wondering why dogs bow? In many cases, it serves an important evolutionary function. A prime example is the play bow. If you've ever seen a dog crouch forward with its elbows on the ground and its rear end in the air, wagging tail and all, then you know what it is. The position is the ultimate sign of playfulness, which is important for a species that often uses playtime as practice for attacking prey. 21. Several dog breeds are cat-friendly. If you're a cat owner looking for a dog that won't fight with your feline, look for one of these breeds. Japanese Chins, Golden Retrievers, Papillons, Labrador Retrievers, and Beagles. Of course, every dog has its own personality, so just being one of the above breeds doesn't guarantee that Fido and Fluffy will become instant BFFs. 22. Labrador Retrievers are the most popular purebred dogs in America. According to the American Kennel Club's official list, Labrador Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Golden Retrievers have been the most popular purebred dogs in that order since at least 2014. Labs have taken the top spot in the organization's rankings of most popular breeds for 24 consecutive years, the longest reign of any breed in AKC history. Coming in at spots 4 and 5 for 2018 were French Bulldogs and Bulldogs. Anecdotal evidence suggests that mutts are pretty popular, too. 23. The name beagle could help explain their loud bark. The word beagle most likely comes from the French word beagle, which means open throat. The name is pretty accurate. Beagles have impressive vocal cords that are much fuller and louder than those of other dogs. Beagles are so talented at vocalizing, they do so in three different ways. There's the standard bark for everyday things, like the doorbell or getting a new treat. Then there's baying, which sounds a lot like doggy yodeling. This throaty yowl is used on the hunt to alert fellow dogs that they've picked up an interesting scent. Finally, there's the forlorn howl. Beagles will howl if they are sad, bored, or if others are howling first. 24. Hunters in the Middle Ages had tiny beagles. Hunters in the 13th century employed pocket beagles, which are exactly as tiny and adorable as they sound. These miniature pups were only about 8 to 9 inches long. Today, beagles are about 13 to 15 inches. 25. French Bulldogs can't doggy paddle. French Bulldogs' origins are murky, but most sources trace their roots to English Bulldogs. Lacemakers in England were drawn to the toy version of the dog and would use the smaller pups as lap warmers while they worked. When the lace industry moved to France, they took their dogs with them. There, the English Bulldogs probably bred with terriers to create Bulldog Francais, or French Bulldogs. As a result of their squat frame and bulbous head, French Bulldogs can't swim, so pool owners should keep a watchful eye on their pups. 26. Hot dogs are named after wiener dogs, not the other way around. The deli product hawked by street vendors was originally known as dachshund sausage because it resembled the short-legged hound. How the name switched is up for debate, but some believe the name was shortened to hot dog when a befuddled cartoonist could not spell the original name. 27. Dog tails have their own language. A dog's tail can tell you a lot about how they are feeling. A loose wag from side to side means the dog feels relaxed and content. More fervent wagging with hip movements means the dog is happy or saying hello to a loved one. If the tail is straight up, it is a sign of confidence or aggression. Down and curled between the legs usually means fear or submission. 28. Testing dog intelligence is based on learning new commands quickly. Border Collies, Poodle, and German Shepherds are considered to be among the smartest breeds of dogs. To be placed in the top tier of intelligence, breeds must understand a new command after only 5 repetitions and follow the first command given to them 95% of the time. 29. Some dogs will look like puppies their whole lives. Although rare, some dogs can have pituitary dwarfism just like humans. As a result, the dogs are puppy-like forever, keeping their puppy fur and staying small in stature. While this condition makes them look like adorable teddy bears, it comes with a whole slew of health problems. 30. Some dogs can hold eggs in their mouths without breaking them. Golden retrievers have soft mouths, meaning they can carry things in their chops without damaging them, an important skill for canines tasked with retrieving their master's hunting trophies. They're so gentle, in fact, that some can be trained to hold a raw egg in their mouths without breaking it. 31. Dogs smell each other's butts to learn about their new acquaintances. Dogs sniff rear ends as their way of asking, "Who are you? And how have you been?" Canines can find out a whole slew of information just from a whiff. The secretions released by glands in the rump tell other animals things like the dog's gender, diet, and mood. It's sort of like talking with chemicals. 32. Labrador retrievers aren't from Labrador. They actually come from Newfoundland. In the 18th century, Greater Newfoundland dogs bred with smaller water dogs to produce St. John's water dogs. These smaller canines looked a lot like modern-day labs, but with white muzzles and paws. The St. John's water dog eventually went extinct, but it served as the ancestor for the Labrador retriever. 33. You can get all flavors of lab from any flavor of lab parents. Regardless of the parent's color, a single litter of labs can include black, yellow, and chocolate puppies. There are 2 genes that cause the pigmentation of the coat, so the variation can be just as common as different hair colors in a human family. 34. Corgis are great for herding cattle. The Welsh used the short dogs as herders as early as the 10th century. In those days, pastures were considered common land, so there were no fences. In order to keep a farmer's cattle together and separated from other herds, corgis would nip at their legs to herd them. Because of their closeness to the ground, corgis had easy access to the cow's ankles and were difficult targets of the retaliatory kicks of cattle. 35. Dogs have left or right dominant paws, just like humans. They also have different blood types, and they can get laryngitis from barking continuously. 36. Dogs' mouths aren't clean. A common myth is that a dog's mouth is a magically clean place. This is not the case. A canine mouth is brimming with bacteria. Fortunately, a lot of those germs are specific to the species, so you don't have to worry when your pup goes in for a wet kiss. That said, there are some similar bacteria, so make sure your pet has up-to-date shots. 37. Dogs have dreams. Smaller dogs also tend to dream more than larger dogs, and older dogs more than midlife dogs. 38. We're leaving a lot to our dogs. An estimated 1 million dogs in the U.S. have been named primary beneficiary in their owners' wills. Humans are still in charge of the money, though. 39. There is a dog with 6 toes. Meet the Lundehound, which translates literally to puffin dog. It has 6 toes on each foot. They're helpful for climbing the jagged, slippery rocks where puffins like to make their homes. 40. Bloodhounds are the most skilled smellers. A bloodhound's sense of smell is the strongest among any dog breed. In fact, a bloodhound's sense of smell is so strong and impressive that it's admissible as evidence in a court of law. 41. The Labradoodles breeder thinks it was a mistake to create them. In 2019, Wally Conron, the 90-year-old dog breeder who developed the Labradoodle, said that creating the designer dog breed was his life's regret. "I opened a Pandora's box and released a Frankenstein's monster," he added. "We'll add an adorable, playful Frankenstein's monster." 42. Rates of euthanasia are down. In 2019, the New York Times examined data from shelters in 20 major American cities and discovered that rates of euthanasia, the practice of terminating the life of animals, often by lethal injection, has dropped by an average of 75% in recent years. In Houston, for example, 57% of animals brought into shelters in 2012 were put down. In 2018, that number dropped to just 15%. In Philadelphia, the rate decreased from 36% to 13% in the same time frame. Phoenix went from 46% to just 4%. Other cities, including Los Angeles and New York, demonstrated similar declines. And now let's move on to some outrageous and totally bogus news from TheOnion.com. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Man feels pressure to propose after dating girlfriend for 3 years, buying ring, getting down on one knee. October 1st, 2019, Venice, Italy. Saying he can tell from the way she's been looking at him that she clearly expects him to pop the question, local man Dwayne Moyer told reporters Friday he feels pressure to propose to his girlfriend, Samantha Firks, after dating her for 3 years, buying her a ring, and getting down on one knee. "Man, just because we've been together for a while and because I knelt before her and opened a velvet box containing a $10,000 diamond ring, she's suddenly acting like it's time we got engaged," said Moyer, explaining how he flew his significant other to Italy for their anniversary, hired a string quartet to serenade Firks, and was now being made to feel as if he had no choice but to ask her to be his wife. "It really isn't fair of her to do this. I hinted that today was going to be special, paid a professional photographer to capture the moment, and this is what I get in return? A guilt trip about getting married? To make matters worse, ever since I asked her father's permission for her hand in marriage, her whole family has been bugging me about when I'm going to do it, which is making me super uncomfortable." Moyer added that he was also feeling pressure to have kids with Firks now that the couple had finally succeeded, after months of trying, to conceive a child together. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Dallas cops plant black suspect at murder scene. October 9th, 2019, Dallas. Following what they described as standard procedure for homicide investigations, members of the Dallas Police Department planted a black suspect at a suspicious murder scene in their city, sources confirmed Wednesday. "You never know when you're going to need a young African-American male to pin a crime on, so we always make sure to have a few on hand in case we need to divert attention from a more obvious suspect," said Officer Lee Durham, turning off his body camera and signaling to his partner, who retrieved a 21-year-old black male from their cruiser, wiped him down to remove any prints, and positioned him at the scene before the camera was turned back on. "They certainly do come in handy. Doesn't even matter if they have a weapon on them. As long as there's a minor violation or two on his record, everyone will agree he was probably up to something. And then you're all set. Okay, that looks good. Hey guys, look what we just found." At press time, a statement from Dallas police confirmed a cursory search of the suspect's apartment had uncovered a stash of three other black people, making this an open and shut case. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Study finds over 55 million deaths could be prevented annually by some sort of immortality serum. October 9th, 2019. Madison, Wisconsin. Concluding that such a breakthrough would greatly improve the prognoses of patients with terminal conditions, a new study released Wednesday by the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine found that more than 55 million deaths could be prevented each year with an immortality serum of some kind. "We would likely see a dramatic drop in death rates worldwide if an elixir that confers everlasting life could be successfully developed and then administered to every person on the planet," said Epitomagel. We would likely see a dramatic drop in death rates worldwide if an elixir that confers everlasting life could be successfully developed and then administered to every person on the planet, said epidemiologist and study co-author Matthew Potter, who suggested the public health benefits of such a serum could hardly be overstated, considering it could prevent deaths caused by heart disease, cancer, tuberculosis, car accidents, wars, and many other things. Given the positive outcomes it could deliver, this is clearly an area of medicine that merits further research. Once we have the serum, then it's just a matter of adding it to the water supply, releasing it into the atmosphere via drones, or maybe coming up with some other universal delivery system we haven't even conceived of yet. It's really that simple. The study concedes an immortality serum would also come with its share of adverse effects, including rampant overpopulation, critical resource depletion, and crippling existential crises for anyone who takes it. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Jubilant ISIS prisoners hail American liberators, October 14, 2019. Ain Issa, Syria. As they streamed out of detention camps in northern Syria following U.S. withdrawal of military support in the region, jubilant ISIS prisoners on Monday hailed their American liberators. We never thought we'd see the day when someone would finally stand up for us and free us from the Syrian Democratic Forces' clutches, said ISIS member Mohsin al-Latif, as hundreds of his recently liberated fellow jihadist militants praised President Donald Trump and raised American flags in tribute to their emancipators. For years, we opposed the United States for their intervention in our lands, but now we see that they strongly believe in our mission to establish a caliphate across our ancient lands and put infidels to death. We will honor the U.S. for not only standing down in support of our fight against the Syrian Kurds, but for stoking chaos in the region to give us a chance to regroup and re-emerge stronger than ever before. God bless America. At press time, President Trump had shared a video of the liberated ISIS prisoners celebrating and thanked them for their support. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Conspiracy theory wastes no time getting racist. October 14, 2019, Carson City, Nevada. Remarking at the social media user's ability to immediately cut to the chase, sources confirmed Monday that a conspiracy theory posted on Reddit wasted absolutely no time getting racist. Man, this guy didn't even spend a complete sentence describing the cabal of globalists controlling the world affairs before going full tilt with this stuff about Jew bankers and intellectual inferiority, reported sources, noting that conspiracy theorists usually have the decency to make you read between the lines with references to George Soros or bankers, but this one just jumped warp speed into calling out the mongrelization of the United States genetic pool. For Christ's sake, he could have at least buried some of these slurs. I'm only a few paragraphs in and he's straight up listing off the science of race. Honestly, I'm kind of insulted this guy doesn't have enough faith in me to pick up on why Western civilization needs defending. The sources also stressed that despite the manifesto's lack of nuance, it did make a few pretty good points. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. 911 operator informs black caller that death is on the way. October 15th, 2019. Little Rock, Arizona. Little Rock, Arkansas. Reassuring the man that he would receive an immediate response to his emergency, a 911 operator reportedly informed a local black caller, Jerry Wardell, Tuesday, that death was on the way. "Thank you for calling 911. Please sit tight and don't worry. First responders will be there to end your life shortly," said the 911 operator after confirming what Wardell looked like, as well as the identities of others present at the emergency situation, in order to arrange for sufficient agents of death to ensure the expiration of every black life present. "We've already dispatched several liquidators into the field, so just remain calm, and you should be dead within 10 minutes. If you stay on the line, I'll be able to talk you through your last breaths and make sure that we're able to bring you and your loved ones a swift termination." At press time, the 911 operator was advising the frantic black caller to move to a location where the responding officers would be able to clearly shoot him. And that's all we have time for tonight. You've been listening to Strange Brew, with stories from October 2019, mentalfloss.com, and October 2019, theonion.com. I hope you enjoyed the program, and you'll tune in again next Friday for more Strange Brew. Until then, this is Barb Magella wishing you a good evening and a great week.